The Milwaukee district is under scrutiny for dumping almost 5 billion gallons of sewage overflows into Lake Michigan last month. The district is in the midst of spending almost $900 million on improvements to its system. A big chunk of that money is going to a 7-mile-long deep tunnel extension on Milwaukee's northwest side. Sewerage District Executive Director Kevin Schaefer says the new tunnel means more storage space.
Right now, the existing tunnel has 405 million gallons of storage. What this tunnel extension will do is add 88 million gallons of additional storage. So it will allow us to store more stormwater and sanitary sewage during these large events and help us to reduce the number and volume of overflows.
The Sewerage District had DNR board members and some DNR staff step into a huge metal cage and lowered them by crane 165 feet down into the partly finished tunnel. In the tunnel itself, boring through the limestone is complete and the 20 feet in diameter shaft is being lined with concrete. Sewerage District spokesperson Bill Graffin says the storm water and sewage will start flowing downhill through the tunnel within 2 years.
It's all going to come this way. And it'll hook up with the deep tunnel down at its other end. It'll go from 165 down to 300. We'll be able to empty this tunnel into the deep tunnel so it can get transported to the treatment plant for treatment. Can't stress enough that this tunnel is not going to solve all overflow problems.
Back in the brilliant sunshine and fresher air, several DNR board members said they think the Milwaukee District is doing the best it can for now. But board chair Jerry O'Brien says the state needs to stay on Milwaukee's case.
Other cities have problems and the DNR requires them to resolve them. And for some reason, I didn't hear a resolution to this problem. I hear, yeah, we're working in that direction, but I didn't hear them saying, yes, this is what we're going to have to resolve it. It's, as I say, the market interchange needs replacing. They replace it. So it seems to me that if the sewage system's got a problem, they should do something to resolve it.
The DNR's legal team may have more to say to the Milwaukee Sewerage District within the next few months. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.